Seven of us, all men, find ourselves on the 6th of May in a restaurant at a 5-star hotel on the outskirts of the city. It's 7:04 on a quiet night. Three of the men seem in a meeting with each other. Two speak different languages. One seems like a translator. And soon, one of the seven will be dead. Among us are two staff members. One, a young waiter, looks new at his job. The other, a host, visibly older. Three of the tables are occupied at the time. Four of the diners are well dressed up in suits and ties. And so that's 5 diners in total. And at 7:06, one of them dies. But wait, let's take it back to a few moments before, when the last of the diners walks in and sits at the table nearest the door. The occupied tables are all within 2 rows. The newest diner sits diagonally from the 3 who meet, and 2 tables from me. As the old gentleman, maybe in his 50s, takes his seat, he notices what seems a familiar face and nods his head to greet his age mate at the table of 3, the one who speaks no English. This gentleman replies in kind as the young waiter moves around and the host stands at a distance and observes. Then the newest diner pulls out what seems like a pendant and smiles. Soon after, the lights go out and we're all left in the dark. 1 second, 2 seconds, 3 seconds, 4. We hear a voice saying, "Not again," meaning this has happened before. 5 seconds, 6 seconds. Movement is heard, plates, chairs, maybe utensils. 7 seconds, 8. A voice shouts, "No, wait!" 9 seconds, 10 seconds, 11. 2 sounds, loud and sharp. 12 seconds, 13, 14, 15. Nothing is said. 16, 17, 18. And the lights return, but a man is dead. The newest diner is found collapsed on his table with a knife through the heart.